We're joined on the line now by Dr. Oren Amatay. How you doing, Dr. Amatay?
I'm doing great, Ben. Long time no speak.
I was going to say, it's great to hear your voice again. We've had a lot of messaging back and forth through people that we know, but
yes.
It's great to be on the lines with you again.
Thank you.
So this one really stuck out to me, especially when you look at, Ontario's a good sort of micro and macro look at this. So the study says that couples without children have happier marriages. This according to one of the biggest ever studies of its kind in Britain. They say childless men and women are more satisfied with their relationships and more likely to feel valued by their partner. But researchers also discovered that women without children were the least happy with life overall, whereas mothers were happier than any other group, even if their relationships faltered. A couple other notes on the report. They said that saying thank you and giving compliments emerged as one of the most important factors in keeping a relationship healthy across all groups. The report also said that fathers were twice as likely as mothers to cite a lack of sexual intimacy as the thing they dislike most about their relationship. So it's fairly complicated. I guess the big thing is that if you don't have kids and you're a couple, you're happier. But then you see this other stat saying if a woman doesn't have a child, she's miserable. What do you make of this?
Well, first of all, I try to see the actual study. I like to go to the raw data and see, what they've really found. But it's not it's not in my search engine yet, so I can't comment on whether the study's actually sound or not.
Mm.
But otherwise, some of it does make sense. And don't forget, they said that in Britain, the kindest act that they said they need a whole category for was giving tea to the partner.
Was giving which?
Tea. Giving tea to serving tea to the partner.
Really?
It was like the number one act they cited as something that kind of brought happiness to the other person.
So you have these sort of two different lives that they talk about in the study. They say you're happier as a couple if you don't have kids. I mean, how many, you got confidential issues, but a lot of this probably ends up on your couch. A woman who's probably went full bore on her education, had a wonderful professional life, is married without a child and maybe 45 or 50. And that apparently is one of the hardest hardships to live with, is that you didn't have a child.
Yeah, it can be. We are biologically driven and evolutionarily driven to want children. But that's in our genes from, hundreds of thousands of years. Whereas psychologically, emotionally, not everybody does need a child. But many people do have that need, whether it is, something that we're born with, hardwired with, or whether it's pressure from families and, just the expectations of society. And the expectations, let's not kid ourselves, are different for women than they are for men.
In terms of what? You mean just...
In terms of this, having a baby, needing to have a baby, as a woman, even in this day and age, a lot of people will still feel she's not complete without that little bundle of joy.
Is that a fair thing to say? I know so many couples, in their early 30s, mid-30s, it's not even on their radar. A lot of people I talk to say, no, I'm not having kids, not for me.
Yeah, and a lot of people say that, and a few things about that. One, just because of, the technology these days and how our, lifespans are expanding, people can put having children off till later. So a lot more people are having them in mid to late 30s, which before, in the old days, that would never have happened, right, because of the health risks. So people are, they're looking at themselves first. They say, I want to live my life. I want to live my life with my partner, enjoy all the stuff that we can do as, as a couple, as opposed to a couple burdened with children. So it's not surprising that, that they would find that their relationship more satisfying or they feel more valued by the other person because you're not splitting your attention, your time, your resources, energy, and money on two, three, or five different people. It's only one other person. So, there's a lot of factors going on here, and I would love to look at the individual data and see, once again, what's really going on.
Yeah.
But a lot of it does make sense, in some ways. And I would never judge somebody whether they're having, 20 children or no children. It's an individual choice.
When I look at Canadians not repopulating, which is, of course, a huge issue and the number one driver for our desperate need for immigration every year, is that couples aren't having babies at the rate that they were. And I always think it's a financial factor. I think if people made more money and they had more comfort financially, they'd probably have more kids. That's a totally different topic. But the one thing I did want to say that the study really points out, it says saying thank you and giving compliments emerged as the most important factor in keeping a relationship healthy on all groups. Is that just saying you're great, you look great today, is that a building block?
I think it is because I found in my clinical practice, and I've never found anything to dispute this, the number one factor that ruins relationships, and it's insidious, it's like cancer, and it just rots away at the person and the relationship, is resentment. And people just not dealing with it. They're just sweeping it under the carpet and, you know, saying thank you, showing appreciation, just the little daily things. And this is a fact. It's not the big crises, aside from infidelity. It's not the major things that usually tear apart a couple. It's the daily stressors. It's the day-to-days, seeing the same person, you know, that gets on your nerves and you haven't addressed it and it eats away at you. And if that person, however, does turn around and they're nice to you, they treat you with respect and being kind to you, that can really go a long way to helping reduce the resentment you might feel.
So it could be, if I vacuumed the house today and my wife comes home and doesn't say thank you, if that happens 100 times, that would build resentment, obviously, or potentially unappreciated.
Yeah, and you know what? So many people are afraid. I got to tell you, so many people are afraid to even acknowledge that they're resentful of their partner because they think that resentment means I can't love you. And I say they're not mutually exclusive. Resentment just means you've upset me some way and I feel bad about it. I'm upset at you. That's what resentment is, and that's the number one thing I work with all couples, whether we're talking about people withholding sex, people just not talking or communicating, being nasty, whatever the issue is, in almost every case, when we work on the resentment, that's when we see the satisfaction return to the relationship, and that's where all the problems start to fall off and get addressed in a healthy manner. Kids or no kids?
You're a genius. Thank you so much, Dr. Amitai. Hey, you know what? And, you know, I should say that I want to say thank you because I've sent I don't want to break your confidentiality, but a number of people in my life, I have a number of nuts in my life, have sent them your direction. They tell me the most rave reviews about working with you. They say, one session, I had a breakthrough, changed my life. This guy's a genius. And I said, well, you know, that's what I hear. Dr. Amitai is a genius. And thank you so much for, you know, being there and for us tonight.
Wow. Rarely am I speechless, Ben, but kudos. You got me speechless.
Well, when I start flirting with legal lines about confidentiality, I'm sure you get nervous. But I do know many people and close to me have seen you privately. They say, this guy's a genius. He's a genius. Dr. Amitai's a genius. Thank you so much for joining us.
Wow. Thank you, Ben, and have a great night.
Yeah, what do you say to that? You know, really put the guy on the spot there.